ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast. Ted!
What up, Steve?
Hold on, I gotta stand up.
Attaboy.
Can't be sitting on this podcast. It goes against everything we talk about.
Yeah, man.
Feeling good.
Woo! You know who wouldn't sit? Unless he was blocking a puck? Alex Ovechkin!
Oh, my God! The mood is a lot different this week.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling pretty good. Up 3-1. Big game tomorrow night. Thursday night. They could wrap it up in Vegas.
I know, man.
Wow. At least we get one more Vegas intro. I know you're excited about that.
Oh, yeah. I think it just started.
Maybe it'll be done by the time the puck drops.
And then the Caps rolled out Pat Sajak, and he kept screwing up names.
Oh, my God, dude. He was... I mean, talk about the difference of two worlds. You've got hip... Everything's like young and crazy and over the top Vegas. And then Washington, we can top them. We've got Pat Sajak.
Yeah. And like,
bad.
Right. And like, I mean, let's just talk about what's it say about politics of 2018? It's Washington, D.C. You couldn't trot out one like old elected official or new elected.
Right.
Because you knew half the crowd would boo.
Not even worth
it. You know what? F it. Get us Sajak.
They're even so scared, they didn't even have Fall Out Boy play on the ice.
Right?
They're like, you go outside. We don't even want to risk it. We don't know how people are going to react to you guys.
Yeah, my buddy Bernie went, and he goes, Daddy, I'm sitting outside and watching Sting. I go, well, that's cool. You got to see Sting. He goes, yeah, with or without you doesn't really get you fired up for a hockey game, though.
With or without you?
Yeah, that's a Sting song.
That's a U2 song.
Oh, God damn it. I'm screwing that up. I keep dropping that line, and that's the wrong song.
Every Breath You Take?
Every Breath You Take.
There we go. All right, now at least you're good for the rest of... From here on out, Ted, you will get this joke right.
I mean, Sting could easily be confused with U2.
I could see him singing that song. Like, if you said, no, he covered it, I'd be like, well, yeah, that makes sense. Why wouldn't Sting cover that song? He's got great pipes, and it's a boring song.
It's
right in his wheelhouse.
I've told that joke 3 times in the last 20 hours. You're the only person to call me on it.
Because I'm a Sting aficionado, Ted.
I didn't know that.
Well, the wrestler, not the singer.
Oh.
I got more excited when you first said that. I'm like, Sting? Did he come out from the rafters with a baseball bat to take out the NWO? That would be great if all of a sudden, Thursday night, that Capitol guy comes out from the rafters, and then the Vegas Golden Knight guy's ready with his sword, and then behind him comes Sting with a bat and just beats him.
Or Austin out of nowhere.
Stunner.
Stunner.
And that's the bottom line, because Alex Ovechkin said so. God, that's exciting, man. I'm pumped for you.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
So Bernie pays a lot of money, right, for like one ticket.
Yes.
Him and his buddy go.
Okay.
I did like his wife said, hey, I said, none of the family wanted to go. He goes, of course. His wife was like, how are you not taking me? He goes, Teddy, I told her, name 3 people on the first line. I'll give you Ovechkin.
She couldn't do it.
No.
Would he count the goalies? Or is he just talking forwards?
I think he was, you know what? She could have had Holtby and Ovi. I don't think she could have named another player.
And that's it. No Oshie, right? And no Carlson. Right?
Like Backstrom's on the second line now.
Oh, man.
Anyhow, so they go to the game. They paid a lot of money, but I told them, like, that's once in a lifetime. But the section they're sitting in is all the Russian parents.
Okay.
So, I forget, I can't say the one guy's name,
Kushnev.
Kushnev, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So, he's right next to his parents, and then the other Russian.
We're going to have to get better at pronouncing Russian names when the NHL comes to Seattle, Ted.
Yeah, I know.
You and me both.
Right?
I know.
It's a problem. They're really good, and there's a lot of them.
And we're going to have a lot of them on our team, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Capitals are going to be Russian for a while. We're like Russia Junior.
Which I love. It's a red, white, and blue America team, and it's all Russians.
It's run by the Russians. Of Russia Junior. So he says the parents are wearing black leather jackets with their names across the back of them.
Oh.
Right? And then he says...
Like stitched?
Yes.
Are the jackets like Letterman jackets with the fuzzy sleeves?
I forgot to ask.
I hope they are.
But he said, quote, they're wearing black leather jackets.
Oh, that's so gangster.
With their names across the back.
Do they have the fuzzy hats?
No, but he said a couple guys are just these, he goes, I don't know, Teddy, they could have been old school players for all I know.
Right.
But he said just massive dudes in really tight shirts.
Like Igor Larionov and Sergei Fedorov.
Right, that'd be awesome.
Vladislav Vatisov.
God, didn't Fedorov date somebody ridiculous for a while that was like really tiny?
Oh,
was it Kornikova?
Yes, I believe
way
you're
back
right.
in the day,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a good Detroit
great on
team.
And off the ice.
Yeah. So he says the one guy's dad keeps running up to the suite to get beers and coming down. And I go, was he like cool about it? And he's like, no, he just, he did. They had the top still on. And he was just carrying them in his hands. But he was like, nobody's going to tell this guy no.
Was he sharing the beers?
Oh, yeah. Bernie said he had like 10 free beers with the dude.
What?
He said the entire game, this guy's running like up and down. He goes, Daddy, all he did was run up to get beers and yell at his son.
Dude, money well spent. That's like he just bought tickets to the Diamond Club.
Right?
That's it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, that's insane.
And they won.
And they won. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. I couldn't even imagine being in Washington right now with the Caps.
This is that like, place is going crazy.
I mean, decades. Look, it would be a great story for the Hollywood story if Vegas wins, of course.
Yeah.
And if you're not a Capitals fan, I would imagine most people are rooting for Vegas. And I, like I've told people before, either team wins, I'm not going to be heartbroken because neither team's my favorite team. And I like both teams, and it'd be cool for different players for different reasons. But the more this series goes on, the more I want to see the Capitals win. Everything about Ovechkin, you hear these stories just about how the team, even when times were tough, they're like, we're not giving up on Ovechkin. Ovechkin's our guy. We're building a team around him. We are loyal to this guy. And when do you hear that about about any professional sports team?
And people were done with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's having the series of his life. I mean, he's MVP if they win the cup.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would say if Vegas wins, I mean, Fleury's got to be lights out for the next three games in order for him to, because he had an MVP run up until the finals, and he's been fine. He's just bad bounces, some bad defensive plays, and of course, he's the goalie, so he gets the brunt of the blame. Spoken as a goalie, I like to blame the defenseman. But man, oh man, if Caps win the cup, it's all in Ovechkin's hands as MVP.
Yeah, Fleury's just back there hoping somebody will backcheck.
Yeah. My buddy Drew and I, we were talking on Facebook, like, could you imagine if, like, Subban was he's a good goalie, but if he was on the level of, like, the Penguins, Matt Murray?
Yeah.
You know, because that's been the not joke, but that's been, like, you know, Fleury's bane of existence is that he takes his team to the cup finals and then kind of falls apart, and then the other goalie comes in and wins
and
the cup.
And wins the cup.
Like, what if that happened? It's not going to happen because Subban's not on that level, but that would be hilarious for everyone but Marc-Andre Fleury.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. For Capitals fans, it's awesome to finally score goals on that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's been a fun playoffs. As a hockey fan, I'm bummed that it's not going to go seven games. I don't think Vegas is going to. Maybe they'll win one more game, but the Capitals look so good right now.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice if they went back to D.C. and won, but I think they go tomorrow. You just got the thing.
Yeah, there's no...
They're team possessed. There's no where would we rather win. Just go finish that thing.
I love when people are like, well, maybe they'll just mail it in for that game so they can win at home. I'm like, they are not going to screw with that. This team has been known for being choke artists.
Right.
There's not a chance in hell that this team is going to take a chance on that. And no team would do that. And I was talking to BJ about that this morning. It's crazy. I don't know if you've noticed it. Like, a lot of teams that win championships these days in the last few years, I feel like they're always winning it on the opposing team's turf.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. But it's the truth, man. Like, and you know, if that game, if that series gets to a game seven.
Yeah.
Like, you can't let it get to that game seven, right? It was like, I don't know. It was like watching the Cavs in that series with the Celtics.
Yeah.
I thought the Celtics had it.
But once
it got to game seven, it's like, no, LeBron's going to, you're screwed now.
LeBron's going to do LeBron things.
Right.
Let's get our push-ups out of the way to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Ted, the weather's nice.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be the summer of EDM.
All right. By the way, because of the Donkees, like in Vegas, they bang EDM songs and Little John. I'm like, of course it goes with hockey.
Yeah.
But I forget, that's more of a donkey experience.
Also, I don't know what it is about both teams, but apparently whoever's in charge of their music loves wrestling because I keep hearing wrestling theme songs like Shinsuke Nakamura's, Finn Balor's. It's awesome. Wrestling fans, unite.
Unleash the Fury.
Let's get to 10. Fury Man. Going. Air bongos. First, Deanna from The Wolf is looking in here like, why are those two men dancing? And I realized she dances in that room by herself all the time. Do it, Ted. Uh-oh. More aggressive. I guess I should use the proper mouse to give us the TED Talk.
You got two mouse?
TED Talks.
I got mice over here, bro.
B-Tex Smith.
Hey, I got a bunch of mice over here.
This guy's working with a lot of mice, all right?
I got two mouses. Hey, you need a mouse? I got a mouse.
He looks at your girl. She has a litter of mouses. Wouldn't that be mice? Shut up.
You know what I mean.
All right, today, I kind of talked about this a couple weeks ago about having a new experience, going to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
So today, follow through, right? I mean, when I say that, it sounds simple.
They've been taking a long time to do this new experience if it's up until now that they actually follow through with it.
Well, hey, just get it done, Steve. All right. That's my point. Follow through.
So I should buy that sewing machine.
Yeah. Are we talking about pants?
I don't know. I just want to make something.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should start being crochet?
Crochet.
We should crochet stuff.
Okay, and knit?
Yeah.
We can knit at Meltdown.
That'd be us. The knitting. Man, we have a lot of stuff to do. We got to bake food.
We have a radio show to do there.
We have a radio show to do, and now we're the knitting guys.
We got to help campaign for our new mayor, Tommy, from Beats Antique.
Yes.
I was excited. I just found Beats Antique started following me on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, all right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people are so pumped. I was people were talking about it last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Summer Meltdown.
Yeah, yeah. I was hanging out with Jolene. How's Jolene doing? Great.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, just follow through, man. And if it takes a little time, that's all right. Just, you know, sometimes with long-distance goals, we kind of forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 months from now, you're going, oh, I never did this, I never did that. So just follow through. Check back in.
Yeah, I think that's a great call. That's part of why I've been just doing that whole wrestling thing. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to look back in 10 years and be like, damn it, I should have at least given it a whirl. I know my shelf life is very small on that. You know, maybe another year, if that. But it's been a lot of fun so far. So, and speaking of wrestling, this Saturday night, Defy Wrestling is back.
Nice.
It's going to be at Washington Hall. It's always a good time. DefyWrestling.com. People want to get information. Shane Strickland's going to be there. MVP. I was trying to get MVP, and that would have been awesome to have him on the Megacast. That dude is funny.
That's the same MVP, right?
From the WWE days. Yes.
Yeah, and then he was the title holder for a while in, what?
Impact. TNA, it's called. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think it was TNA when he was there, but he's...
Yeah, I always liked MVP.
Dude, my first time ever talking to him was not this past WrestleMania. The WrestleMania before. It was very surreal. So, you know, we're going, and I'm there with Jim from Defy, and we're going to some indie show, probably Pancakes and Pile Drivers in the middle of the day, some indie show. And we're passing the hotel that houses WrestleCon.
That name is phenomenal.
Pancakes and Pile Drivers?
Yes.
Yes, and they actually had pancakes from IHOP, or HIHOB. I don't know what it... Well, it's back in time, so it's IHOP.
All right.
They have pancakes at the event. And of course, at some point, people are throwing pancakes. This is before the New Day was doing it, man. They were trendsetters.
Nice.
At one point, Desmond Xavier flies over the pancakes and tackles a bunch of wrestlers. It was awesome. Well, anyways, as we're walking, you know, all these other wrestling fans, we're right by the hotel where WrestleCon is. So there's like just anyone who's not in the WWE is staying at that hotel because everything's happening there. All their appearances, wrestling stuff, whatever it may be. So we see Angelina Love, who knows us because of Defy. So all she's right. like, Steve, Jim, and all of these other wrestling fans are like, oh my God, how do you know Angelina Love? And we're like, hey, what's up, Lauren? How's it going? And they're like, oh my God, you're calling her by her real name.
You know her real name.
Yeah, because we're friends, man. So that was cool. And then we run into MVP, of all people, and Bobby Lashley. Bobby's too busy on his cell phone. Not being rude, but he's just busy on his cell phone.
Yeah.
And I would imagine he's trying to do something, or he's just ignoring us weird wrestling fans. And that's fine either way.
Yeah.
MVP, just, I don't even know how it's, he was just talking about Washington. He's like, yeah, you know, getting a license to wrestle in different cities is a pain in the ass. He's like, one time, he's like, I had to do this, that, and they wanted to know if I had pus coming out of a certain part of my body. And I'm just like, am I having a pus dong talk with MVP? It was just like, how did we jump from 0 to 100 that quick?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it just made me feel cool. It's like having pus dong talk with the man.
Mm. You know, you don't get a lot of positive pus dong talks, but that's a good one.
In fact, I don't think you ever get a positive pus dong talk, right?
Like, it's just not, what do you got there? A pussy? Not good.
That's us, the pus dong talkers.
Pus dong?
Pus dong?
Pus dong?
New day? I don't know why. Let's take a break.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of dongs, I got a lot of stuff going on, man. We could either do the dumbest or funniest segment ever. There's a fine line between it.
All right.
We could talk about an awkward boner situation.
All right, we're going to talk burgers.
We got to talk burgers.
Yes.
My wife made some strange sounds the other day.
All right.
And Lulu's eating poop. All to come on the MegaCast.
Oh, wow. This music sounds like Steve is farting into the microphone. Gross. The MegaCast will be back.
It's June, and if you've been looking for a new car, new truck, or new appliances, or new furniture, or a new mattress, you waited too long. The Memorial Day sales are over. The after Memorial Day sales are done. You waited too long.
Time expired.
You are SOL. What were you thinking missing all those sales? All of those businesses are flipping you off as you flip the calendar to the month of June.
Payments due immediately.
Have fun waiting around for the 4th of July sales. Or come in this week and pay full price. Suck up.
Oh snap, get the glow sticks out. Ted and Steve are ready to give back rubs. The MegaCast is back.
Yeah, and we have to DJ.
Yes, we have to DJ. I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, it's time to start finding songs for Summer Meltdown.
Yeah,
they gotta be bangers. Or mellow songs. I don't even know what the mood's going to be.
I was going to say, that's the trouble.
Yeah, I just got to make sure I have good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened last time. I was like feeling that moment. I'm like, yeah, got the Black Keys going. Everyone's dancing, having fun. And I'm like, oh, wow, oh, crap. Now the pressure's on. I've got to be a DJ at Summer Meltdown at like 2 a.m. when we're all really messed up.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to find another song. And I realized I have no cell service. It's going to take forever. It took me like 5 hours to get Notorious B.I.G. for our friend Lance.
Oh, for Lance.
Yeah.
God, he wanted that song.
That took forever between trying to pair up my speaker to my phone to get service. And when we finally did it, it legit took close to an hour.
Yeah.
And the two of us just sat there and listened to that one song with such relief. Like, I don't think I've ever been more. It was like post-sex relief.
Yes. Like, well, the thing is, Lance is so nice. So I just like, I really like to hear some Biggie.
Yeah. And I'm like, I got this. We'll make this happen. And then I'm frantically trying to make him happy. And just like with sex, it took me over an hour to finally make him happy. No.
They're happy now.
Ha, cha, cha.
What is wrong with your dog?
Oh, sorry.
Yes. I was like, you got me hanging here. I was like, is she sick? What's going on?
Super quick story. And luckily, it's already been fixed. Everything's good. But so Lulu, you know, we keep her in a crate. So she originally had this one crate. She cut out of it, like she bit out of it. And one day I opened up the door and there's Lulu like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, how are you free? And I go up there and like she spent all day just made a hole big enough. And she's tiny. She's 7 pounds.
Yeah.
So then, okay, I was like, all right, well, this has got to stop. Then I actually went to this plastic store. There's a store where you can get plastic cut, different types of like, and I made sure it was like a non-toxic plastic. And I also got one of those like see-through, I don't know what they're called, like a acrylic or it's like plastic, but it's see-through.
All right.
So I built her a new crate, but she couldn't bite through it. And it would, you know, it cost me a pretty penny, like a couple $100 to get this thing all cut and all this.
Dang.
And then I put it together and I was really proud. It turned out dope. Like even Sid, when I told her I was going to do this, she's like, is this one of your like mishmash things you're going to try and put together? And it's just going to be abysmal because I have a track record of that apparently. But no, this turned out good. And she was even like, that's really nice. Like, I think you could even like make those and sell those. I'm like, I ain't making any more of these. This was ridiculous. Well, anyways, it was very apparent that Lulu did not like this. And I think it was giving her anxiety.
All right.
So then she started pooping in her box. Or we call it the convertible because, you know, it had no top. So she's pooping.
You know about like the little cage in the bedroom, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now she's pooping in there. I'm like, huh, but not all the time. And then I started paying attention.
I think I even said to you, like, where did you buy this? This is nice. And you're like, I built it.
Yes,
like,
that what? One.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started putting two and two together and realized there were times where there's only like maybe a little nugget or there were no nuggets, but there was like a little like a poop smear. And I'm like, huh, I think Lulu's eating her poop. You know, because dogs do that. I mean, in fact, I went to PetSmart, and Lucy used to do that too, but she would do it in the backyard. She would poop and then eat it. It's ridiculous. So I had to get a pill. I'm not kidding you. Like a jar of like edible, you know, pills that make their poop taste bad. Because poop apparently tastes good for dogs. I don't know.
Jesus.
Right.
Man. That is all. I mean, you're right. It's not that it's Satan. I'm just like, when you keep saying, I'm like, oh, why are they eating the poop?
Right. Well, anyways, I've started thinking about it. And I'm like, I think it's just time. They got to that point with Lucy where I was like, you know, it's time just to take the training wheels off and just see what happens. What's the worst that our dog could do? The worst she's going to do is poop and pee in the house.
Yeah.
And that can be cleaned. You know what I mean? She's not a destructive dog. She's not going to eat our couch. She's not going to rip up the walls or whatever it may be. And so last week, I finally was like, look, hon, we could give her these poop pills. Or we could just, it's obvious that this is causing anxiety for her. She's not happy in this situation. How about we just give it a shot? You know, we could even section off the upstairs so that way she doesn't go upstairs because there's a lot of carpet upstairs. And on the bottom floor, you know, it's a lot of hardwood.
A lot of hardwood, yeah.
So why don't we take the chance? And we have plans of eventually ripping out all the carpet on the bottom floor and just doing all hardwoods.
All right.
So, you know, if she destroys anything, it's just going to speed up the process anyway. So long story short, we do that. And it's been great. Like, she had a couple of poop accidents, but they were there. She didn't eat them.
She didn't eat them.
So that's all I care about. No peeing accidents. She's been fantastic.
And yeah, she just didn't want to be in the cage.
And legit, she does. And maybe I'm overthinking this, and there's a good chance. You know, we've definitely humanized Lulu. But and she seems happier, so I'm happy.
I like that. She seems happier.
She seems happier.
Yeah.
Plus, there's nothing better than opening up that door and she's just waiting for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have to walk upstairs, let her free. It's that minute that door opens, she's like, what's up?
Plus, with your schedule, like, how long is she even there by herself?
A few hours.
I was going to say, like 4 or 5 hours?
A little bit more than that, because Sid leaves around like 6 a.m.
All right.
I get home around noon-ish.
All right.
So, yes, I mean, anywhere between 6 and 7 hours, if that's right, math.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you
go. That seems about right.
Yeah. So last Sunday, I almost bugged you again because two Sundays ago, you and I went to Dino's Pizza.
Dino's.
Had a great time.
Yeah.
With Dino's.
Dino's. Dino's.
No, it's okay. We can female if you want. So I had wrestling and I had Monday off and I was in Seattle again on Sunday night. And I, after wrestling, because I never have enough time to eat because it starts at 6. I have to leave my house at like 4:30, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, maybe I should hit up Ted again. I'm kind of craving Dino's again. And I was like, I'm not going to bug him. He doesn't have the day off tomorrow. And so I ended up going to Sam's Tavern.
Nice.
With a couple of my buddies, my buddy Brett and Ariel and Jaime. And then our buddy Chris, who's working there, is working the door. I've never been there before. And I got the chicken wings, and they were fantastic.
Yeah, so Sam's is awesome. I was telling Steve this beforehand.
Yeah, apparently Ted is the Sam's aficionado. I did not know any of this backstory.
So the original Red Robin was over there by the Montlake Cut.
Yeah.
Right? Right
kind
there.
Kind of U-District-ish, right?
Yeah, it was
Eastlake.
Right by down Eastlake Bar and Grill. I forget what the name of that bridge.
It's like, isn't that like by like the Northgate Pizza place, North Lake.
Yeah. Right on the other side. So people, like, it's funny, like, it's a weird little part of Seattle. Like, unless you plan to go down there, you're never really down there.
I was gonna say, it's called really difficult to get to.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you remember, that was the original Red Robin.
Right. Back in the day with the bird that looked high.
Right. Because the original place was a biker bar that sold weed out of the bottom.
Which I never knew.
Yeah, that's why that's the original Robin sign. His eyes were like bloodshot and they tried to whiten them over the years.
So they purposely made the bird look stoned because they were selling weed.
Yes.
First of all, for some people, they don't even realize that Red Robin started here in Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was all based off of a freaking drug dealing.
No, and I mean, this was 11, 12 years ago when I went in there.
And now it's like one of the biggest franchises ever.
Yes, and I got the whole story and it blew me away. Right, and I still like the Robin. Right, me and you went to a Robin like, what, a year last summer?
Whiskey River Barbecue Chicken Wrap, bro.
Yeah.
Bottomless fries.
So the original family that owned the biker bar and stuff, that guy's name was Sam. So Red Robin kind of stuck with the burgers, and now obviously they're famous for burgers, but Sam's is like that family, the original family.
Was he part of like a motorcycle club? Like,
I don't know.
Okay,
I just know that supposedly that's why Sam's Taverns, the burgers are so good, because they were like the original Red Robin before it was Red Robin.
No, of course I go and get a freaking
chicken wing.
They were great, dude.
No. That's what I'm saying. Everything at Sam's is dope.
But the burger looked good. My buddy, I had a burger earlier, so I was like a vegan burger, but I still had a burger. So I was like, I don't want two burgers in one day. So I got the chicken wings, but my buddy got the one with the pineapple. Apple and teriyaki.
Yeah.
And he was like, this thing is incredible. He's like, you can't eat this though without making a mess.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, and there's that one, and they opened one in South Lake Union too. And I want to say the one on Capitol Hill is like some crazy price on Rainier's like all the time.
Yeah, it was like $2 or something.
Right?
Like $2 or $3. It was really
like a can of Rainier.
And everyone there is cool as F.
Oh, yeah.
The waitress that served us was awesome. The vibe in there was cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I used to know one of the bartenders. Yeah, trust me. That's why when you're like, I went to Sam's, I was like, that was a great call.
Wow. Well, we'll have to go there sometime.
Oh, 100%.
And I'll have to get a burger.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was awesome, though.
There's a lot of places on Capitol Hill we're going to start going to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you're living there now.
Yeah, we can go to Lost Lake, which is like the Five Point. It's like one owned by the same people as the Five Point.
Is that the Minor guy?
I think so.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lost Lake's great.
Okay. What about Unicorn?
You know what? I've never been there.
Oh, I've been there once.
I know.
I got the unicorn rhymed with fizz drink.
Yeah. All right.
It was delicious.
Yeah, man. And I've known multiple people that were like, you got to go. You got to go. And I've never been.
Everyone raves about the food, too.
It's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, on the menu, there's even vegan options. Like, for something like even Sid's looking at, it's like, we should go here for dinner sometime. I was like, that's awesome. And honestly, when I first went to the Unicorn, and if anyone's never been to the Unicorn, it's in Capitol Hill, and it's exactly what you would think. Like, it's over-the-top bedazzled walls, ridiculous paintings. Like,
yeah,
everything is pink, it feels.
It's supposed to be like a carnival, right?
Yeah, you walk in, you feel like you're on a weird acid trip at a carnival.
Nice.
Exactly. And I thought, oh, well, this will probably be kind of tacky, or there's going to be a douchey clientele. No. Everybody's cool. Everyone's pretty laid back. The staff that works there couldn't be nicer. Like, everything about it was, like, it completely surprised me how awesome it was. I don't know why I was thinking it wasn't going to be, but I was like, oh man, it seems like everyone's talking about it. I bet it's kind of douchey.
Well,
and it's not even an iota of douchiness.
And the Unicorn, that bar opened years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was like ahead of the unicorn craze, but now everybody's pro unicorn. So I think it's natural to be like, that place probably going to be douchey.
Yeah, kind of trendy or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's pretty down to earth, even though you're surrounded by some weird visuals.
And don't they have a claw machine with like dildos in it?
Yes.
Sid, get one.
She tried to get the big black one.
Nah,
no luck.
Shocker.
Yeah. After a while.
Why is this a shocker, Ted?
Which segues to my wife's strange sounds.
Oh, nice.
Bro, the funniest thing happened. We were trying to get onto Meridian. And Meridian is this weird part right by where our house is. It's kind of right by the Sherry's. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
When you turn and make a right onto Meridian, some cars don't know what the F they're doing. So they take forever. They just stand. And it's like, no, there's a new lane. Like, you don't have to stop and try and merge. Like, there's a brand new lane that happens. And then start merging. Well, everyone does it wrong.
You got to take the right, like, a little tight so they're scared.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying now, though, to get one lane over. And I finally saw my window of opportunity. So as I'm going, somebody from the far lane. So there's like, they're on the far left. I'm on the far right. Apparently, as I'm going, they start trying to go as well. I don't see that because I still have room and I already checked and I'm like, well, no car is coming. All of a sudden, my wife notices it. And my wife is I say this with love. She's the worst passenger sometimes when it comes to anything being near us. Like, she always freaks out, like, oh my God.
I was going to say, that's the one that gets me.
Yeah, that freaks me. Don't ever do that. And I always tell her, look, can you just calmly say, car coming, car coming? As that car is coming, all of a sudden she lets out the weirdest sound that I could not let her live down for the rest of the day. Like when we went to church, when we did whatever, I kept doing that sound. All of a sudden I hear the car's coming. She sees it. She just goes, oh! I'm like, at first I got mad because I'm like, you freaked me out. She's like, oh!
What the hell?
And then finally I get over. Everything's good.
Was the car that close to you?
No.
That's the issue. I can deal with you going, if it's like really an emergency. But when you do it too much, it just is like, come on, dude.
Like all of a sudden you're a Thundercat trying to get all the other Thundercats to come. Oh. So finally, we fast forward maybe about like 45 seconds. We're driving. We're about to merge onto 512. And I'm trying not to laugh because I know she was genuinely concerned. And I'm not the type of guy that typically gives my wife a ton of like crap. Like, you know, I'm not going to chirp my wife. I finally look at her and go, huh? She looks at me, she's like, and I can tell she starts turning beet red in embarrassment, but also starts like welling up in tears because she's laughing.
Yeah.
She's like, I know. So every time I would change lanes,
you start
blinker,
saying it?
I'm on my blinker, I go, for the rest of the day. She hated me by the end of the day. She's like, it was funny the first 10 times. Let's knock it off.
Man, years ago, I was driving my mom and sister to a cabin out over Stevens Pass.
Uh-huh.
And like, it's just a cabin in the woods. So you got to make a right off of a milepost sign and
right.
You cross train tracks. Like, there's no crossing or whatever. Like, it's a cabin in the woods, but every 10 feet. And finally, it's like, hey, stop.
Right.
Like, I can't drive. Like, nothing is going to happen.
Why did I do that? And it's mostly females.
It's a female thing.
I don't mean to break up genders, but why are chicks doing that? If any chicks that are listening, and we know we have three of them, tell us why you do that.
If anything, guys can be late with it sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I can think of one night we were at a weird intersection and you kind of took it. I probably should have said, hey, earlier. They're just like, that's not a left, not a left, not a left.
That's also that we're on the extreme other side of it. Cause I've done that where I'm driving my wife and something was about to happen and I'm just watching. I'm like, I think she's going to stop. I mean, it's going to happen. And finally she does. And I'm like, oh, good. And yes. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I was watching that unfold. She's like, well, why didn't you say something? I was like, well, I didn't want to freak you out. And I forget, like, she's the queen of freaking me out.
Yeah.
So she expects that I'm going to do the same thing for her. So it's a weird disconnect between men and women when driving.
So I'm saying, women probably, for my taste, like, freak out too early and too much. And then guys, we probably should be a little more, like, I mean, I've been mid, like, almost through a red light with another friend and been like, red light, red light, red light.
Do remember that time. That was the only time I think Ted's ever been nervous in a car with me.
You know what? It is.
Yeah, he's like, come on, Steve, that's wrong. I'm like, oh my God, dude, I don't even know why I'm doing that.
And I think that's the only time you're like, I'm going to park the car. Let's go like hang out somewhere for like an hour or two.
I was
like,
a little too on edge.
Yeah, like, all right, man, that's fair. And that is a weird intersection.
It was.
It's super weird.
It's like you go one way, all you can do is make a left. If you look the other way, the only thing you can do is make a right. It's like that weird middle zone.
And the way to go straight is kind of a slight left.
Yeah. It was very frustrating.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I mean, do we want... Yeah, well, let's...
Was this the best or worst segment ever?
Yes.
All right, I'm in.
All right, when the MegaCast returns.
Tech needs to roll another joint, and Steve needs to stretch. Actually, I have no idea what Steve needs to do, but I'm sure it's pointless. The MegaCast will be back.
Now break your face away!
There was Uber, then UberX, then Uber Pool, then Uber Select, then Uber Black, then Uber Lux, and now, Duber. With the press of a button, one of our cars will be dispatched directly to your home, and one of our friendly Duber drivers will show up at your door with the pot you're too lazy to go out and get.
Hey, man, open up.
Did I order a pizza?
No, man, I'm your Duber.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks, dog. Come on in here.
Hey, do you have any weed?
Yeah, I just scored some.
Duber, live the high life. Drivers in the show.
It's time to start feeling good, baby. Ted and Steve are back. You are listening to the MegaCast.
Yep.
Steve.
Yeah, feeling it.
Yeah,
get,
man.
Getting ready for our DJ set at Meltdown.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Thank you.
Meltdown! Woo!
And that's exactly what it's going to be, a party of one.
We'll Hello, set, Steve!
We'll have to have an indoor set, too, in the RV.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've been... So I've had that thing for, what? Has this been my third year with it? Maybe my fourth year with it.
Okay.
I've yet to throw the RV party I've been thinking about.
I'm willing to be the DJ.
All right.
I'll do a whole RV set.
Nice.
I don't know what we'll do in there. It will be a... You think it's more of a chill room, or you think it's more of like a rocking kind of room? I don't think it's a dance room.
No, there's not enough room to dance.
Right.
And is the table up, or do we have it set up like the bed and like a bench people could sit on?
I say we have the table down. Oh, yeah, so it's a bed.
All right.
Hey, that way we don't have to worry about trying to make that thing into a table again at 3 in the morning when we're effed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it is a chill set.
I feel like maybe towards the end of the night.
I feel like it could be also a hyped up afternoon set. Table up, people sitting around the table, maybe somebody sitting in the chair right there.
Yep.
You know, could sit up front.
We could be like a tandem. It'd be DJs, Netflix, and.
Oh, yeah. So who gets to be chill?
All of us.
No, I'm and. He's Netflix.
Right. We're all chill.
Yeah.
You, and you are chill.
You sound like Tony Robbins.
I believe you.
You are all chill.
Together, let's say it. We are chill.
We are chill.
And now we're about to get stupid, Ted.
All right. Yeah, now right. We are.
So I came across this clip. It's an 11-year-old.
All right.
America's Got Talent, which I didn't even realize is still happening. But her name's Lily Walker. And she got all yeses from all the judges for doing animal sounds.
Okay.
So I figured we could go through it, listen,
all right,
and see if we can do animal sounds as good as Lily.
In.
Okay. That's why I said this is quite possibly the dumbest segment ever on the Megacast, but it also could quite possibly be the funniest.
Also, I think people know that I'm known for animal sounds.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animal guys.
Dude, I was cracking up this morning. It still cracks me up to this day that part of the BJM Migs intro and all of our production includes my sound of me doing a bear and me doing a cougar.
Nice.
It's like, rawr, and then rawr, rawr. Like, those are part of our production. Like, Taz put that in. I think it's hilarious.
Dude, that's the name of our DJ duo, Animal Sounds.
Oh, we need a microphone then. That'll be part of the We Are Chill.
Yeah.
What do chill, relaxing animals?
Yeah.
Like a panda.
Cheeseburger. You know, like that bird that says cheeseburger?
I don't know that bird.
Yeah. It's like a famous bird. They're everywhere. But it was also famous for Trailer Park Boys.
Now I got you.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what Lily does. I love the music that they're using, too. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah.
Turkey.
All right.
Turkey's tough.
Ooh, I like that you didn't go with the guh sound.
All right.
But I'm going to.
All right.
No, that's terrible. Why is your turkey underwater? And why is my turkey getting choked?
I don't know. Wait, turkey's drowning.
Horse.
All right. So I think right now she's
horse.
Winning.
Okay. All right, horse.
All right, let's try horse. Okay. That's Ted's. It's mine. Here's Lily's. All right, that's pretty good.
I liked yours, though, man.
I like your. I think mine should start and yours should finish.
All right. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, we're better than her.
Yeah, and shouldn't we just make fun of Mr. Peanut Butter? That would make us a real horse.
Okay, next one.
Dog. This is for you, Simon. Dog.
Dog.
Dog's easy.
Mine's going to get more of a smaller dog.
Dog.
Hers is pretty vicious.
It is kind of an aggressive dog.
Yeah. It's got a nice growl to it, Lily. 11 years old.
My duck.
Okay.
Duck?
Yes.
Man, I don't know anything besides duck besides just being like, quack. Is that a sound or is that me just saying quack?
Which one is it, Daffy or Donald?
That's Daffy, right? Or
know.
No, Donald?
I think he's being
No, it's Donald.
I think the turkey's choking him now.
Yeah, Donald talks like that.
Yeah, I can't do a quack. Affleck. Hey, let's hear it again.
Now, my rooster.
Bro, rooster. She's going with some good ones, man.
These are tough animals. Yeah. I mean, dog was all right.
Dog was good. I feel like our horse was our best.
Yeah. All right, do we got to do rooster stuff?
Yes, yes. We need video cameras in this damn podcast, and we have to get to that Facebook Live thing at some point. Because if people could see you, it's like you were like the town crier. You went in the corner. All right.
Yes, Steve, it's that awkward.
It's not awkward.
Terrible. You were like a human cartoon of what a rooster should look like. Your mouth was very open.
What's your herd? Oh, crap. I hit the wrong button. Right, that's her dog.
That's her dog.
My duck.
Right, we already heard that. Duck. All right, here comes rooster.
Brilliant.
My rooster.
Whoa. Okay.
That's pretty spot on.
At first, I wasn't impressed.
You know what's funny? Every cousin has heard all these sounds at every holiday.
They hate her. Right? I feel bad saying that. But you know
No, I'm just saying you know her parents. Like every holiday, they trot her, like, do the animal sounds.
And she's probably really proud of it. And you know her brother just hates this.
Right?
Because he gets no attention because he can't do any animal sounds.
I'm just imagining like me or one of my cousins being in charge of animal sounds. We would be like, oh, great.
There we go.
Here comes Ted with the animal sounds.
Frickin' Lily. Oh, yeah. Go do your rooster again.
Did you hear they're on America's Got Talent now?
You know I can do origami. I'm pretty good at it.
Right? Did you go write a haiku?
Is that it?
I'm not sure whether this is going to win, so we're going to have to step up the act a little bit, Lily.
Okay.
But I'm really happy that you auditioned. I'm going to kick this off with a yes.
Thank you.
I give you a yes as well.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm giving you your third yes.
Thank you.
I mean, when you hear her say thank you, I feel bad about, like, she probably annoys everybody at Christmas.
That's why she's so appreciative. Like, finally, some people like me and my animal sound. My brother Billy hates me, trips me every time at Christmas.
By the way, America's Got Talent reminded me. I had an idea for us last night, too.
Okay.
Me, you, Taryn, and Joe are going to set up a table, like America's Got Talent, in front of the entrance to go down to the river.
Oh, my God.
And, like, as people come...
I'm in. I don't even know what you're about to say, but I'm in.
And as people come by, we judge them, and, like, Taryn's Brad, and Cobb are, like, the Seacrest out there, like, talking to
me. Yes! We call it Meltdown's Got Talent.
Right?
Dude, let's do this.
And I said it goes one of two ways. Either people eat it up and like do something for us, or people are tripping or like, what? What is this?
Or then they get that sometimes the people just want to F with you back. Like I learned at the last Meltdown where some people are like they chirp you.
Yeah, the champ.
Yeah. Like hippie chirping is very aggressive.
What did he say?
Did you win the champion? Did you win that belt? Because I had my fanny pack that looked like a WWE championship belt. And I wasn't yet in the creative space to joke around with him. So I'm like, nah, I just got it. Because I was sober.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, we got a phony here.
That's what it was, a phony.
Phony champ. And I'm like, damn it. Why didn't I just lie and say I won it?
Yeah, I mean, in your defense, I think we literally had a beer, right?
We just started.
Yeah.
And clearly,
we were just walking around. And we hadn't even got to the beer garden yet.
Right.
Did we have one at camp, maybe?
If that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe one Coors Light. And I'm already getting chirped by the hippies. If it was like 10 hours later, I would have been all about it. I would have been the hippie chirping him back.
It's hard to explain to people too. Like, you got to keep in mind. I mean, this is literally like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
right? We're walking through this beautiful thing, just people hanging out, and that guy starts chirping Steve,
and he wouldn't stop.
No, as we're leaving, you just hear him like, "He's a phony,"
for like a good 100 yards. I could hear him. Like, I bet he was still doing it when we were in the river. The whole weekend. He's probably still yelling. He's probably, his friends were annoyed with him. Right. We get it. The guy was a phony. Stop yelling it.
Can we go back to animal sounds?
I'm in for this, though. I think it would be really funny.
Right? Just sitting there judging people?
Meltdown's got talent.
You know, I see what you're doing with this bathing suit, but it's a no from me.
See, I'm going to give you a yes, but I'm gonna ask you the next time that we see you, possibly in an hour, possibly in tomorrow, that you step up your game, because you can't keep resting on the laurels of doing that.
You know what? You got 3 S's. Get down to the river.
Yeah!
You get a pass through.
And we give him a water wing.
Right, one water wing.
Yep.
Be careful down there.
Can't guarantee your left arm is going to be able to make it. You got to come back for that one.
What the hell? I don't know.
I don't know either. But I really like that idea.
Right?
It's freaking great.
Yeah.
We got to do that.
I'm sorry, folks. I totally forgot that I came up with that idea until we were playing the America's Got Talent, listening to the judges. Like, wait a minute. Dude, Taryn and I had a brainstorm last night.
We just need a table. We need to make like a little, like a cloth table cover that says Meltdown's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And then do we need like little buzzers or like little, like, or I guess we could just have cards that say yes or no.
A buzzer would be nice, though.
Yeah.
And we got to have like the red Coca-Cola cups.
Yes. And inside them, vodka.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no, come on. It's me, you, Taryn, and Joe. We're having drinks.
Yes. Maybe one's just filled with Fireball. The other one has like something else. Each one has something going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. So Meltdown, summermeltdownfest.com, is it?
Yeah.
I'll look it up really quick.
I don't know. I usually just Google it.
Google it. That's all. Type in Summer Meltdown Fest, Darrington. If you can't figure that out, you don't belong.
Yeah. It's the biggest little festival in the Northwest.
All right.
Where the music meets the mountain.
Hey, before
just Google all that. If you end up at a different festival, man, that is on you. We have told you everything about it.
If you can't figure it out from there, we don't want you there.
Right? Some dude's like, I made it to Arlington. I just didn't go all the way to Darrington.
I was at Oyster Fest.
Right?
I don't even know how I ended up here.
Like, dude, you didn't go to a festival. You just camped outside the Mirkwood for 3 days.
Before we forget, because we forgot last week, because last week marked the 4-year anniversary of the Megacast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
The 4-year anniversary of when we first decided that we should do the Megacast.
Correct.
And why did we figure that out?
Because you and Rev were doing a taping of Doug Love's movies at the Neptune.
And one of those Facebook 4-year anniversary reminders popped up on your Facebook feed because you came out.
Right. And then, I was filming you and Rev from the side of the stage.
Right. And then afterwards, we went and watched Doug, and Ted and I were at the bar, and where all great ideas come, and we were just like, why don't we do something like this?
Yeah, we were just like, this theater is packed. Everybody's having fun. Like, we could do a podcast like this. I mean, the original idea, we were just going to do this podcast somewhere.
Right.
And then it started with a couple interviews, and then it's like, oh, yeah, the Megacast is a thing.
Yeah, we never accomplished really what we set out to do, which was just do live venues.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
So it's the 4-year anniversary of us not accomplishing our goal.
Dude.
Which goes back to your
follow through. See, we're not giving up on it.
This is the year.
This is the year.
This is the year we do a live venue. Not just like painting, not live day. Like our own Megacast live show.
Correct.
This is the year we finally follow through.
And right. And we'll have the rest of the podcast, the rest of the big cast.
Yep.
Yeah.
We will follow through.
We will. Coming to a theater in Puyallup near... Soon?
Dude, I would love to do the Liberty Theater in Puyallup.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
That is the perfect venue for it. I mean, it'd be very embarrassing if only 3 people show up, but I think we could get more than 3 people.
Yeah. Well, and the bar originally I wanted to do it at isn't open anymore.
Which bar was that?
Spitfire.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Man,
that's now Pincho.
If anyone knows anyone at the Liberty Theater, let us know.
Yeah.
Because if we can make that happen, I'm totally down.
We need to have another party, too, period.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could go to Bumpy's after that. Ted's staying at Steve's house.
Ted's triumphant return to Bumpy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat some pizza, crush some beers.
We'll do the whole tour.
Yeah.
The next day, we'll go We can either go to the tallest bar in Puyallup, the Ram.
Oh, yes.
Or we could hit like the Twisted Kilt, right? Isn't the Twisted Kilt like the Irish bar down or the Tilted soccer bar? Tilted Kilt.
Right, Twisted Kilt, isn't that the one with the hot chicks?
All right, it's not that. What's the one in downtown Puyallup?
TK, they call it. Yep, okay. Yep, definitely. It's not the Forum that's right by there as well. All right.
Yeah. Follow through.
So maybe by 2020.
Yeah.
We'll make that happen. You can follow us on Twitter. At the Megacast.
Email me or Steve somewhere.
Yep. It's been nice. It's been real. It's been fun. It's time to get 10, Ted. We have to get down and do the push-ups now.
Yeah, I know. Hey, are we counting when we go down or counting on the extension up?
I don't even know.
All right, somehow I got confused today.
Let's figure it out.
All right,
here we go. On the up.
All right.
We're on the up.
On the up.
Everyone's on the up.
We're on the up.
Catch Netflix and at Summer Meltdown.
Yeah.
Where we all chill.